The mountains forming Salt Lake City's stunning backdrop are in danger of being loved to death. But now a new agreement aims to preserve this important and iconic landscape. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
The Mountain Accord is basically a land use plan for 92,000 acres just east of the Salt Lake Valley. Representatives from ski resorts, conservation groups, and government have spent over a year taking input from the public, and they brainstorm solutions to traffic, development, and watershed protection. On Monday, Mountain Accord's executive committee unanimously approved their plan. Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams cast one of those yes votes.
I hope the Mountain Accord represents a new era for the Wasatch where we're not making decisions through lawsuits and fights, but we're making them because we know that this is a better path for conserving the precious lands in the Wasatch.
The Accord asked Congress to create new wilderness areas and set boundaries at the four Cottonwood Canyon ski resorts by the end of next year. Carl Fisher leads the environmental group Save Our Canyons, which has been fighting canyon development and resort expansion for years.
I would call it a land use plan with teeth. We've been talking about how wonderful it would be to protect the Wasatch Mountains for over 25 years. This is the opportunity to actually realize it.
The Accord includes an action plan that tackles key issues immediately. It calls for exploring transit solutions, updating trails, and prepping public-private land exchanges. It's also creating a new environmental scorecard. Lainey Jones is the program manager who led the Mountain Accord process.
There was such a focus and common understanding how this is really the time to act because we have all the stars aligned and we have so much support from a collaborative group.
Supporters say the time is right to protect Wasatch Mountain resources like drinking water, recreation, and world-class skiing, as well as the forest itself. Judy Faze, KUER News.